governments and UFO information. I find it amazing that so many countries and government agencies were not searching for, or said they weren't searching for UFOs, which they now call UAPs. What is the reason we suddenly are bringing UFOs to the forefront and taking up news pages with them? I think there are several reasons. One of them being, some are not going to like this, a way to try and take our minds off of inflation and crime by distracting us. Sure, there are other reasons, but I think this one contributes the most to all the news stories about UFOs which are suddenly coming out. Another reason is there are those in government who have been truly interested in finding out where UFOs come from and if they are being piloted by aliens. They want to know what they are doing here. There have been some suggestions made over the years, such as we are a sort of zoo for extraterrestrials to visit. Others have said extraterrestrials want to watch us evolve because intelligent life is rare in the universe. We are a sort of scientific project for alien archaeologists and historians. There are also those who think there might be something unique about us, which is the reason extraterrestrials are so interested in us. Another theory is UFOs are from our future and the evolved humans in them are the famous grey aliens. Some say they are coming back to their past to correct some things, to make the future better. Others say they think they could be historians who are here to see some of the famous events in their past. When our huge radio telescope at Arecibo, Puerto Rico collapsed, the Chinese were almost finished building an even bigger one. Some thought this was just a stunt because they believed the day of the single disc radioscope was eclipsed by the radio telescope arrays, which could be linked together and treated as big a radio telescope as the number of individual radio telescopes linked to them combined. The Chinese thought they captured an alien signal. We should aim the very large array, which is an array of radio telescopes, at the same target to see what we find. There are other radio telescopes which can be linked. By the way, the Chinese have deleted that post. The US Congress has some members which are getting frustrated with the report on UFOs they ordered and feel the military reports on the subject are not fulfilling their requests. It has been said they want more investigations into the subject and not just more reports. Can one blame them? It is obvious to me there is something being hidden, and while the military did allow for the release of a couple of videos, their heart was not in disclosure. It seems to me there are some military who want true disclosure, but are probably being overruled. It is almost as if somehow the couple of released videos slipped past those who were against release and they were not going to let this happen again. One statement which surprised the UFO community was made by NASA when they said they were launching an investigation into UFOs. That is one of the agencies which is responsible for the most wasteful contracts. Could the UFO investigation be a diversion from their wasteful practices? Anyway, many believe several things about this announcement. How come, with all the UFO activity NASA has seen, and there was plenty, they haven't already conducted secret investigations? Well, maybe they have and we don't know it. It seems almost impossible to me they wouldn't have been curious about all the UFOs turning up near the International Space Station and rocket launches. But, let's give them the benefit of the doubt in this case and ask why they would take a chance on something which might lower their credibility among some supporters. Could there be some great admission coming in the future which will be about making contact? Wouldn't that take all the other news off the media? Aside from that, would we be too optimistic to hope NASA is really going to investigate UFOs? I would think they know everything there is to know already, but I guess we will just have to wait and see what happens there. There are countries which claim to release all their UFO sightings and occurrences. One of these countries taking UFO sightings very seriously is Chile. In 1997, the CIFE was created by the government and the letters stand for Committee for the Study of Anomalous Aerial Phenomena. This is a part of the General Directorate of Civil Aeronautics known as the GAC. They receive reports of sightings and then generate reports about them. It is said the purpose of this organization is to keep their airspace safe but also to educate the people about true sightings and let them know about myths which might be passed around. If they truly release all sightings data, we could learn a thing or two about the benefits of an informed populace. Many people are truly interested about this subject. It has been said there have been events concerning UFOs which were frightening and gruesome. These encounters are being hid from us because we can't handle them. Unfortunately, it seems many of these incidents might be true. It is felt when politicians get into office like a president or other powerful politicians who supported disclosure of all the UFO sightings are told facts about them, and when they find out about these things they change their minds on disclosure because they are so horrifying, they are afraid it could destroy society. I have no way of knowing if that is true or not, but it could be true. From time to time we have seen some important people reverse their stand on UFO disclosure. When we think about things, there has to be different races out there. I doubt they all could be friendly and some might be downright hostile and hate us just because of our species. Even some humans feel this way about people from different cultures, so imagine how much worse it could be among aliens who look completely different from us.